come my lady, you're my butterfly.
Sugar, baby,
come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly.
Sugar, baby,
come my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
You in essence, some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed it.
My lifestyle, wild,
I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, paroled in police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So
come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar baby.
Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss.
Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me.
Come my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar baby.
Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar baby.
Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar baby.
Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar baby.
Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come and dance with me.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Traveling in a Friday combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under, where women go and men wonder? Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under, where we don't know and mention her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. We'll be right back.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball matchup with our visitors, the Crusaders of Edgewood. I am Ben Brownlee, joined by John Gunnell. Happy to be with you tonight, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, listening online at max.fm, watching via the NFHS network, or using the Civic Media mobile app. The Thunderbird boys come in red hot on a four-game winning streak, bumping their record for the season to 7-5. They're 3-2 in the Badger Small Conference. Facing the Crusaders, they come in at 2-8, 1-3 in conference play under Coach Kevin Schmotzer. Both teams are warming up. We've got about 3 minutes till the opening tip. John Gunnell, how are you this evening, sir?
I am doing fantastic. I'm a little chilly, though, walking in, man. My bones got cold.
It is ice cold out now. You do have a short sleeve shirt on, partner.
Yeah, but I did have a jacket when I walked in.
We've seen some excellent work from the T-Birds. They coming off a two-game road winning streak just last week alone. We talked about them winning four in a row overall. They posted road victories at Adams Friendship and at Sauk Prairie last week, including a 25-point win on the road over the Eagles. An impressive week, John.
It certainly was, and, you know, the Thunderbirds have been firing on all cylinders. That, you know, I was watching the box score of that game in Sauk, and I was really kind of surprised. I mean, we ran away with that ballgame. Great for the Thunderbirds. Things seem to be coming together. I know this Edgewood team has had some struggles. They came in 5-20 last year, and they're young. They've got two sophomores and two freshmen in their starting lineup, and we're kind of scrambling here to get the program straight because our program didn't match what was on with sports, but you know, they're a young team, and they've struggled a little bit here in the early part of the season. But, growth occurs throughout the season for any team. And I think that Edgewood certainly is a team that could, you know, push us a little bit tonight.
What's interesting about these two teams is they split their two meetings last season by identical scores, the road team winning 63-50 in both contests. How about that?
Yeah, and that was kind of an anomaly last year where that happened a number of times with teams where we split with them and both teams at home actually lost.
Exactly so. Right. I was taking a look at some of the box scores, and no surprise, last year the main man for the T-Birds in both games was Ross Legal. He had a monster game both places, including 29 points at Edgewood in that victory. But a lot of the folks who were, a lot of the young men who were in the scoring column last year, we're going to see tonight as well.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the Thunderbirds have had to mix in some kids and starters who got a lot of playing time last year with some new faces, including the freshman sensation, Brady Bauer. And, you know, the Thunderbirds, too, are a team that early on in the season were kind of finding their way, and they seem to have it working right now. And as you said, they're coming in off a winning streak, and this should be a good matchup tonight.
You heard it here. The beloved John Gunnell has bestowed the title Freshman Sensation on Brady Bauer. So we talked a little bit about the games from last year. So, yeah, Ross Legal not only racked up 29 points but also 18 rebounds at Edgewood, an incredible performance. But then when they flipped the script, Ross had 23 points here at home, but Rex Lamb had 25 for the Crusaders. He has since moved on to graduation, but the next a couple of the next high scorers in that game we're going to see tonight. Those are Drew Christensen and Timmy West. And Timmy West had outstanding overall effort in both games with points, rebounds, and assists. He's a triple threat.
Well, you know, Ross's points and rebounds are hard to replace, and you know, but I will tell you that early in the season that Dan Olson has done a nice job of stepping up and providing that role down in the post, and you know, certainly we miss Ross and we'd love to have him back, but you know, Dan's been doing an admirable job down there.
No doubt about that. Both teams are lined up getting ready for the national anthem. We don't have the Baraboo High School pep band tonight, but we will have the anthem played here as we get ready to get underway here at Baraboo High School. I take it back. We're going to have a vocal rendition tonight.
Can you see by the dawn's early light? What's so proudly we
As they announce tonight's starting lineups down on the floor, let me turn things over to John Gannell to let you know who are tonight's starters.
Well, we're first for the Crusaders from Edgewood. They are led into battle tonight by Timmy West, a 6-foot sophomore. Also in the starting lineup, Connor Wood, a 6-foot 3-inch senior. Caleb Oath, a 6-foot 3-inch freshman. AJ Ganewa, a 6-foot 3-inch freshman. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Crusaders is Drew Christensen, a 6-foot 2-inch sophomore.
Well, John, I always love that when not only do we get surprised by who's on the roster, they're in the starting lineup as well.
That's correct.
Good thing you did your research pre-game.
Starters for the Thunderbirds tonight, they are led into battle by Tanner Geckerman, a 6-foot 2-inch junior. Carter Rivas, a 5-foot 11-inch sophomore. Alex Hannigan, a 6-foot 2-inch senior. Dan Olson, a 6-foot 4-inch senior. And Brady Bauer, a 6-foot 2-inch freshman.
A young starting lineup for the T-Birds, other than Dan Olson in the post and Alex Hannigan at point guard. We've seen a lot of youth for the T-Birds. We're going to see that right from the opening tip here tonight.
A younger starting lineup for the Crusaders.
Yeah, well, that's true. I've been seeing on the girls' side with working with Christy Feld, broadcasting the girls' games. We have seen lots of rosters, and mostly the opponents whose top scorers are freshmen and sophomores. So there's a lot of good times ahead in the Badger small, and some tough matchups as well.
I think that's a trend you see more and more often.
Tip is in the air and into the hands of Alex Hannigan. T-Birds will start on offense, moving to our left. Hannigan passes cross court. Hannigan, three ball, right wing, off the back iron, no good. Edgewood pulls down the rebound. That was Connor Wood on the board.
Possession arrow going there to Madison Edgewood.
Edgewood's going to get their first possession. They came out man-to-man defensively. The T-Birds always play man-to-man. They're wearing their home whites. Edgewood in road maroon jerseys and shorts here tonight. We are just underway at Baraboo High School, and we are scoreless. Timmy West looking to drive on Hannigan. Under the hoop, reverse layup, no good off the rim. Nearly got his own rebound, but Hannigan comes away with the loose ball.
Nice little up and under move that time by West.
Imagine we'll see him go back to that. Carter Rivas on the penetration, kisses it off the glass for two. And we have a bucket. It's 2-0 Baraboo. Edgewood still looking for its first tally. West on the dribble. He's out near the top of the key working on Olson. Kicks it out. Three-point look from the left wing. Up the rim, a little short, no good. That was from Oath. T-Birds come away with it. Carter Rivas wants to get to the hoop again. Layup a little strong off the rim. Rebounded by the Crusaders.
Carter doing a nice job of getting to the rim, though, going right through the heart of the defense.
That was Ganewick pulling down the rebound. He's got the ball out at the T-Bird logo. Now he'll hand off. And we got a traveling violation. They get Oath with the travel. Turnover, Edgewood. In case you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by the beloved John Gannell, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM or watching on the NFHS network. Perhaps Christy Feld is out there listening on the Civic Media mobile app. She'll have to let us know.
Crusaders putting on a little token pressure that time as the Thunderbirds brought the ball up the court.
2-0 Baraboo in the early going. Hannigan now on the drive. Thunderbirds guards looking to penetrate. Shot attempt no good. Bauer tips away the rebound, but the Crusaders grab it.
All three possessions for the Thunderbirds, resulted in layup attempts.
Gotta like that. But there's a foul in the backcourt. They're going to get Carter Rivas with a nickel-dimer. He was applying some sort of token man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Gets whistled for the foul.
Those fouls that are, so far from the basket are tough.
Confirmation, Feldy is listening, so we'll have to try to behave ourselves. 2-0 Baraboo in the early going. 16 minutes to play. In the first half, Badgers small conference matchup. There's an interior feed. They find Hayden Meyer. He's working around Olson. Lefty flip off the rim, no good. He grabs his own rebound. Put back, no good. Gets his rebound again. He kisses it off the glass with the right hand for two. Hayden Meyer doing yeoman's work in the paint. A couple of offensive rebounds and a bucket.
You get enough attempts, you're going to find the hoop.
Edgewood continues to apply full court pressure, and here's a turnover. Timmy West intercepts the pass. Edgewood will set up its half-court offense. They move to our right here in the first half. Modest crowd here tonight at Baraboo High School. Ganewick was on the drive, and we got an offensive foul. We're going to call an illegal screen. It'll be a turnover.
I tell you, I think this is going to create some problems for us here with these score sheets because the names don't match up, and we'll do our best to keep track of points.
Edgewood has thrown us a curveball.
I think you said Henry Meyer on that. That's Henry Clark.
Oh, it is.
40.
Is that right? I'm going to double check that. And we got an offensive foul. They're going to get Carter Rivas for this second foul. You're right. Henry Clark, not Hayden Meyer. We're going to double check all this stuff here.
And that's going to be tough here with Carter Rivas picking up his second foul early in the ballgame.
And that's going to result in a substitution. John Moon checks in, replacing Carter Rivas.
I don't even have a Meyer on my roster.
I'm switching from my pre-prep roster to the one they gave us here. So here's Clark with another offensive rebound on a three-point miss. It's going to be a reload for Edgewood, but there's a steal by Alex Hannigan. Looking to push. He crosses midcourt. They're going to set up the half-court offense from the T-Bird logo. It is all tied at two, under 15 minutes to go in the first half. Geckerman, two-man game. Nice dish to Olsen. Olsen in the paint. Left-handed shot. No good. Moon comes away with the rebound. Finds Geckerman, who is fouled. But
that foul's going to go against Gnawick. That's going to be his first, team second.
Substitution coming in. Luke Jacques will check in for the Crusaders. He's going to replace Clark. Thunderbirds will inbound from the sideline. We're all tied at two. Alex Hannigan gathers the pass, dribbles it up. T-Birds will look to regain their early lead. Hannigan finds Geckerman, swings it over to Moon, out at the logo. Brady Bauer on the left wing, picks up his dribble, finds Hannigan, decides against the three. He wants to penetrate, kisses it off the glass, and good. Alex Hannigan for two, and it's 4-2 Thunderbirds.
My initial reaction was take that shot.
Yeah,
but, you know,
it was
if you're going to get the layup, why not?
And we've seen that all season where when Alex is always looking to penetrate if he can. Baseline drive from Gnawick is denied by Geckerman. Edgewood will work it around the perimeter.
Nice
Wood
help that
gets
time
his pocket picked. Dan Olsen comes away with the rebound. Good bit of help defense. Leads to a turnover. And they're going to get Brady Bauer for steps. Took just a little extra half step as he prepared to dribble drive. Bear Lefever will check in for the Thunderbirds and replace Bauer. Meanwhile, Gannon Bagstad enters for Edgewood, replacing Caleb Oath. Under 14 minutes to play, first half. Baraboo 4, Edgewood 2. Crusaders basketball. Working the ball around the perimeter. There's a feed. High post to Jacques. He gives it up. Timmy West wants the drive. Left-handed kiss off the glass is good. Nice looking drive and finish for Timmy West. And we're all tied at four.
You know, I remember West from last year showing some skills, and certainly as a sophomore now he's bringing even more to his game.
No doubt about that. Thunderbird basketball looking to regain their lead. Olsen drives to the lane. Right-hand flip off the glass. No good, but he draws a foul. Yeah, speaking of Timmy West, so in the game at Edgewood, he scored six, grabbed seven rebounds, and had four assists. And in the game here, he did some damage there as well with 10 points, five rebounds, and four assists.
Yeah, you could tell he was kind of a special player last year. Young, but certainly has a lot of skills. And
Olsen's first free throw rattles in, so he is on the board. Of course, we've seen Dan Olsen do some dominant work here on the home floor of late. Checking in for the Thunderbirds, Drew Christensen returns, replaces Connor Wood. 5-4 Baraboo, 13 minutes to go. Second free throw from Olsen is in the air, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Edgewood. Nice entry pass into Christensen. Can't finish. Olsen might have got a piece of it. Hannigan comes away with the loose ball. Firing up court. Bear Lefever wasn't looking. And nearly gets away from him. Saved to Moon. T-Birds managed to avert disaster and hold on to the ball. Now Hannigan looking to drive. Coach Fish wants a timeout. He's like, let's get this under control.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good thing there. That was kind of an interesting circus act there.
Three near turnovers. The T-Birds are able to corral it. Coach Tyler Fish calls a timeout. This 30-second timeout gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. In the girls' action tonight, they are at Poinette. They're coming off a defeat last night at Sauk Prairie. But they have a busy week. They're at Poinette tonight, and then they'll be taking on Fort Atkinson on Friday as Oregon hosts the Badger Challenge this weekend.
Wow, that's coming up already.
Already.
Wow.
As for the T-Birds, they've got another game, home game this week. You can join John Gunnell and I for the call on that one when the Thunderbirds host Stoughton on Friday. And they'll have another home game a week from tonight versus Mauston. T-Birds nearly kicking away again, but Barry LaFever is able to gather, and now they're going to get a backcourt violation. T-Birds, even out of the timeout, looking rough.
Yeah, the disarray kind of continued there.
Indeed, and Brady Bauer is going to check in. Tyler Fish looking to shake things up here, take care of the basketball. Barry LaFever is going to come right back out. Baraboo 5, Edgewood 4, 12 and a half minutes to go in the first half in this Badger small conference matchup. Edgewood looking to perhaps take its first lead. Timmy West driving on Hannigan. Gets to the rim, but he is denied. Dan Olson says not today. And in the backcourt, Hannigan manages to draw a foul on West as West was applying backcourt pressure. He's going to be replaced. Max Faust will check in for the Crusaders, replacing West.
That's West's first personal foul.
And
team fourth here.
Coach Schmelzer got him right out of there. Carter Rivas currently on the bench with two fouls for the Thunderbirds, one of their starting guards. Hannigan drives, kicks to Geckerman. Three ball. Hits nothing. Edgewood corrals the loose ball. Fires up court looking to run, but the T-Birds get a piece of it. Edgewood comes away with the loose ball, and there's Brady Bauer with a steal. Neither team running a precision half-court offense so far tonight, John.
No, the turnovers start to pile up a little bit.
Baraboo basketball. Geckerman works around an Olsen screen, gives it up to him. He'll return the favor. Now Bauer's got it. Left wing nearly stripped. Tenacious defense being applied by both teams here in the early going. Hannigan drives, kicks. Now Bauer drives. Right-hand floater, 5 feet. Off rim, no good. Rebounded by Bagstad.
Nice drive by Brady, just not able to finish there.
Faust operating beyond the arc. Shut down by Bauer with some incredible defense. And there's a near steal. Geckerman came over into the passing lane, tipped it away, out of bounds. Henry Clark is going to check back in for the Crusaders, replacing Luke Jock. Crusaders ball, sideline inbound. For the Thunderbirds, we've got Kalen Ruff entering. He's going to replace Tanner Geckerman. So with Rivas' two fouls, we see Coach Fish going a little deeper into the bench with the guard rotation than you might normally see.
Yeah, Ruff hasn't gotten a ton of playing time early that I remember, at least not here at home.
Exactly right. There's a drive and a finish. Gnawick for two. Floating into the lane and kissing it off the glass, and the Crusaders have their first lead, 6-5. Baraboo breaks the pressure in the backcourt. We'll set up its half-court offense. Hannigan dribbles off his foot. Turnover. Baraboo. All right. And the aforementioned Carter Rivas is going to check right back in. He's going to replace John Moon.
I think he's checking back in just to kind of settle things down. Hopefully he doesn't pick up a foul here.
Yeah, but right.
Still a lot of time left here in the first half.
T-Birds going with a little bit of a smaller lineup alongside Dan Olson. They've basically got three guards, but you might even say four guards out there. Edgewood basketball looking to build on an early one-point lead. Interior pass into the lane is stolen away. Dan Olson's got it.
Knocked away that time by Brady Bauer.
I think we have more turnovers than shots.
That might be true.
Here in the first half so far. Carter Rivas looking to dribble. He'll give it up to Olson near the top of the key. Back to Rivas, left wing. He'll hand to Hannigan at the logo. Cross-court pass to Bauer. Bauer wants to drive baseline. Nice little pass to Olson in the lane, but he's triple-teamed. Passes out of it. Rivas is going to fire for three. Right wing, a little long, no good. Rebounded by Bagstad. He'll bring it up as well. Finds Faust, three ball, left wing. Short off the rim, no good. Ruff comes down with the loose ball on the rebound. Thunderbird basketball. Hannigan, another turnover. That one into the hand of Bagstad. Kicks it up court. Gnawick. He'll dribble it back out. Passes up a screen and gets all the way to the rim for an easy lay-in. Gnawick has four, and the Crusaders lead by three. 8-5, Edgewood leading Baraboo. Thunderbird basketball. And a couple of Crusaders waiting to check in at the next whistle. Rivas looking to drive, looking to float, and they... His basket is good, and they're going to count it. I was worried they were going to get him for his...
No, I think they called an offensive foul.
They are going to get him for his third foul, his second charge of the game.
Boy, and that could be a game changer here.
Certainly could.
So no basket, and he picks up his third foul. Tough pill to swallow there.
Got to be careful with foul trouble. You want to be aggressive, but Geckerman's going to check in and replace Rivas. Got a couple of subs here. West has returned along with Oath for the Crusaders. Clark dribbles to the right block, and he is fouled. Brady Bauer was coming over to help, committed the foul. It'll be Edgewood ball from the end line.
So that's Brady's first, team fourth.
Crusaders on a four-point run. Let's put them in the lead, 8-5. 9 minutes to 9 minutes to go, first half. Thunderbirds extending their man-to-man defense out beyond the arc. West thinks about a three left wing. Now he's going to fire one. It's short off the rim. The rebound is knocked around. I think that's going to stay with the Crusaders. It will. Out of bounds off the T-Birds. Tristan Mitchell is going to make his debut tonight, replacing Gannon Bagstad. And Bear LaFever is going to check back in. He'll replace Kalen Ruff. Edgewood basketball from underneath their basket. They lead by three. Inbound goes to the three-point shooter. In the air and no good. Olsen rebounds. That was Oath on the three-point miss. Here comes Bear LaFever driving to the lane. Kisses it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Clark. West looking to push. He dives into Hannigan and travels. Turnover, Edgewood. Crusaders going to show full court pressure here as the T-Birds inbound from the end line. Score remains Edgewood 8, Baraboo 5.
Baraboo. You know, I think the Thunderbirds have to slow down the pace here just a little bit.
Pass up court to Brady Bauer. Brady Bauer disagrees with you, goes to the hoop. He misses, but he draws the foul. The T-Birds have been taking some rushed shots against this pressure, no question.
You know, it's led to rushed shots, sloppy ball handling, turnovers. I think they just have to control the pace of the game. I don't think we're going to outrun Edgewood.
And even that last shot, it was successful in terms of drawing a foul, but a little bit of a wild shot. But it gets Brady Bauer to the line. His first free throw is a switch.
So that foul's on Henry Clark. That's his second.
And he checks out, replaced by Jock. So Baraboo pulls within two with that Brady Bauer free throw with one more to come. Dribbles and shoots. It is good. 8-7 is now the Edgewood lead. Baraboo now showing some three-quarter court zone pressure after the made free throw.
Tightening up the center of the floor that time.
Right. Trying to trap Wood in the backcourt, and they succeed. He goes over the timeline. That's a backcourt violation and a turnover.
Nice adjustment that time by Coach Fish.
Baraboo inbound from the sideline.
Though, again, I don't know if getting in a track meet is going to be a long-term success plan for us.
Hannigan at the controls. Looking to drive into traffic. Draws a foul on the floor. T-Birds being aggressive, trying to get to the rim.
And I think that's going to go against Timmy West, and if so, that's his second.
And he's been a key cog for the Crusaders in the first half. We'll see if this puts him on the bench with nearly 8 minutes remaining in the first half.
That foul's going to go.
They got somebody else. They got
Caleb Oath.
They got Oath instead. Inbound pass goes to Olsen. He works his way to the rim. He kisses it off the glass. And Dan Olsen has his first field goal, and the Thunderbirds have regained the lead, 9-8. Mitchell on the drive, can't finish. And he fouls Dan Olsen after he grabbed the rebound. And don't look now, but that I think that's that team foul number seven. I believe it is. We're shooting.
We should be at the line here.
We're 7.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Boy, Mitchell had a quick first step to the hoop there.
He sure did. Just it was a great rip to the hoop. Just couldn't finish. And we got another substitution for Edgewood. Gnawick returns, replaces Christensen. So we're shooting foul. We're shooting already with 7.5 to go, first half. John, I hope you didn't have any late dinner plans.
I don't. So okay. We're good.
We're all about John Gunnell's social calendar.
It's pretty stocked.
Olsen's front of the 1-1. Up in the air and good. And those are always big free throws to hit. Thunderbirds now lead by 2. Dan Olsen has 4 points here in the early going.
Hits the Niedermeyer. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
There it is. He has another, and it is pure with a swish. Thunderbirds now lead by 3.
5 points now for Dan Olsen on the night.
Thunderbirds continue to apply zone pressure in the backcourt. Edgewood breaks it. This is going to be a three-point fire from long distance by Timmy West. That's a big triple to tie the score at 11. Crusaders show full-court zone pressure. Looks like a 1-2-1-1. Geckerman's able to dribble out of it. Fires cross-court, finds an open Bear Lefevre at the rim. Shot attempt no good. And they're going to get a block. I was worried we were going to see yet another charge. But Bear Lefevre is going to shoot too.
Boy, not only are you an incredible play-by-play, but you do all the analysis, too. Makes my job easy.
I figure we're both so busy trying to figure out who's who for Edgewood. We need to help each other out here. Bear Lefevre sinks his first free throw, so he's on the board. Johnny Moon is going to check in for him if he sinks his free throw. If you're the shooter, what do? Make it and get subbed out or miss it and stay in the game? Another Niedermeyer. It is good.
Thunderbirds impressive so far from the line tonight. Now 7 of 8.
How about that? Time for the. I can see the wheels turning. You're doing the math.
I'm doing the math.
Thunderbirds have succeeded in getting the Crusaders in foul trouble, and they're capitalizing at the line. They have regained the lead at 13-11. West dribbles to the right block. He's double-teamed. Ball is on the floor. Out of bounds. That should go to the Thunderbirds. Yeah, it does indeed. Baraboo basketball. We are just a tick under 7 minutes to play. Crusaders continue to apply full court zone pressure. 1-2-1-1. Geckerman looking to inbound. He finds Hannigan in the corner where he's double-teamed. Senior point guard dribbles out of it. Crosses the timeline. Finds Olsen. He'll get it over to Moon. And the T-Birds break the pressure and be able to set up their half-court offense, leading by 2 points. 6:40 to go, first half. John Moon dribbling, gives it up to Olsen. Thinks about the three, gives it up to Hannigan. Hannigan passes up a screen, kicks it out to Bauer. Bauer will fire from the top of the key. Off the back iron, no good, but Olsen rebounds. Feeds Bauer. 5-foot floater this time. It rolls around the rim and in. Brady Bauer's first field goal gives the T-Birds a 4-point lead.
And Thunderbirds continuing to apply pressure here.
15-11, Baraboo over Edgewood. 6 minutes to go. Mitchell's going to fire for 3, left wing. That graces the front rim, no good. Hannigan with the rebound. Dribbles through traffic. Tries to kick it out to Moon. The pass is tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Baraboo. Sub coming in for the Crusaders. Gannon Bagstad returns. Replaces Jock. Wood checks in as well. So the Crusaders going a little small here without their top two post players we've seen tonight. Perhaps this pressure has something to do with it. Need a lot of ball handlers on the floor. Thunderbirds inbound. They find Dan Olsen. 1-on-3 in the lane. Advantage. Olsen. Dan scores to give the T-Birds their biggest lead. 17-11. On the other end. Driving is Connor Wood. He gets a good look from the right block, but misses. Thunderbirds come away with the rebound. Hannigan at the controls. Baraboo leading by 6. 5.5 minutes to go, first half. An impressive effort for the Thunderbirds here in the first half. Hannigan passes up an Olsen screen. Kicks out to Geckerman. Geckerman gets it back to Hannigan. Hannigan looking to get to the rim. Jump stop. It's stripped away. Turnover. Here come the Crusaders. Timmy West in traffic. Foul. I think they're going to call this on the floor. Let's see.
Yeah, I think it's going to go against Johnny Moon.
Not going to be a shooting foul. T-Birds are under the limit. Thunderbirds fouls on John Moon. Beer Lefevre returns, replacing Hannigan. Crusaders will inbound from the end line underneath the Edgewood basket. They trail by six. Inbound from West to Oath at the Thunderbird logo. He gets it to Ganewick. Crusaders will sit up there, half-court offense, 5 minutes to go. Patiently looking for a good shot. Pass to a cutting West, defended by Moon. He's going to dribble it out, reload. West, they're going to get him for an offensive foul. Chicken wing, he pushed Johnny Moon out of the way. That's West's second charge, I believe, here in the first half.
And that could be a big factor for the Crusaders here.
Coach Schmolcher, not a fan of that call.
Baraboo basketball. I don't think I would have been, too, if I was his coach.
Faust returns. He's going to replace West. We'll see if we see West again under 5 minutes to go. Alex Hannigan's rest was brief. He checks back in, replacing Johnny Moon. Thunderbirds face full court pressure. They lead by six. We are under 5 minutes to go. Tanner Geckerman on the end line. Looking inbound. It's stolen. Mitchell's got it. I should say Ganewick's got it. Kicks out to a three-point shooter. No good. Faust. Neither team has really found the range from beyond the arc here in the first half. Baraboo with the loose ball. We got bodies on the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. T-Bird's working around for a three-point look. Brady Bauer can't hit from the left corner. Rebound to Ganewick. Dribbling in traffic. He picks up a foul. They got Hannigan.
Yep, Hannigan's going to get one. That's going to be his first.
I think teams have got to be combined about 0 for 12 from three, but they're making up for it by penetrating and drawing fouls.
Yeah, they are getting a lot of opportunities at the basket. I don't know if I'd worry about having to shoot the three. Though that was a good shot by Brady.
Wide
he's got to take
look.
That shot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Edgewood basketball facing the T-Birds, who continue to play man-to-man half-court defense. 17-11, Baraboo leads Edgewood. 4 minutes to go, first half. Wood is on the dribble. Now he kicks it out to Oak.
Yeah, nice help by the Thunderbirds that time.
Bagstad was dribbling. Nearly got away, found a teammate. Now the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crusaders. Faust is going to inbound from the end line.
Really impressed by the Thunderbirds' help side defense tonight.
Faust looking for an open teammate. Fires it out to Bagstad. Bagstad thinks about a three, gives it up to Wood instead. Wood looking to drive. Throws up a 10-foot floater. No good. Rebound by Dan Olson. He hands to Hannigan. T-Birds will walk it up.
Dan looking for the foul. There's lots of contact on many of these rebounds. I think he's getting a little frustrated, but he's coming down with it.
Yeah, he held his ground despite the contact. Tanner Geckerman dribbling on the left wing. Looks like he might have dribbled it on the sideline. Turnover. Edgewood ball. Henry Clark is going to return for the Crusaders. John Moon will return for the T-Birds. Clark will replace Wood.
Both teams kind of stockpiling the turnovers here in the first half. But.
Moon replaces Geckerman. Lots of fouls, lots of turnovers. It's not exactly a thing of beauty, but it's been an entertaining first half.
Hard scrabble.
Indeed. Edgewood basketball, it's been a while since either team hit a bucket. Working the ball around patiently. Crusaders. T-Birds continue to apply quality defense. It's a six-point game. The home team is leading. And there's a steal by Dan Olson. Thunderbirds look to build on their six-point lead. Hannigan looking to penetrate. Now he gives it up to Bauer. Bauer dribbles. Kicks it out to Hannigan. Fakes the three, and they're going to get him for a step. They're not going to give him that little half step.
No.
A lot of refs won't call that, but some will. Returning for the Crusaders, Will Hannon. He's going to replace Caleb Oath. Our score is 17-11. It's been that way for a field goal, like 3-4 minutes, John.
Yeah, but, and again, I continue to be really impressed with the half-court defense by the Thunderbirds. They're doing a nice job maintaining vision on the basketball. Everybody's sinking down the level of the ball, providing help.
Edgewood working its offense, half-court offense patiently. Three ball, right corner for Hannon, just came in the game, no good. Loose ball is snagged by the Crusaders. Bagstad's put back, first one is no good, but the second one is good, and it's 17-13, Baraboo. Edgewood trying to get back into this game before half. 2 minutes to go. Bagstad's first bucket.
That was the first
bucket. T-Birds find Bear Lefevre. Right wing. Three ball off the front iron. Nobody can find the mark from distance here in the first half. Edgewood basketball. They trail by four. They held some leads earlier here in the first half. Thunderbirds have been in control down the stretch here in the first half, aided by some good free throw shooting. Hannigan nearly steals it away from Faust, but he comes away with an open three-point look from the right wing. Misses. Rebound by Bagstad. Another putback for Bagstad. That one's no good. Moon grabs the rebound. Thunderbird ball. A minute and a half to go. Baraboo 17, Edgewood 13. Hannigan on the dribble drive. His pass is intercepted. Ganewick's got an open lane to the hoop. Scores! I thought the ref nearly put up his hand to call that foul, but it's a finish for Ganewick. He's got six. Leads the Crusaders. T-Birds need to break this full court pressure. They find Olsen near the timeline. He dribbles it across. Hannigan's got an open look at the three. Passes it up. Passes to Olsen. His shot off the backboard. No good. Crusaders come away with the rebound. We are under a minute. Two-point game. Free ball. Left wing by Hannah. No good. Johnny Moon with the rebound. He'll hand to Hannigan, who will walk it across the timeline. Ticking down to half a minute to go here at Baraboo High School. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. A spirited first half. Baraboo leading Edgewood 17-15. Thunderbirds holding for the last possession. Hannigan dribbles out at the Thunderbird logo. Defended by Ganewick. And Ganewick picks his pocket. The ball is knocked off of Ganewick out of bounds. A superlative defensive effort by Alex Hannigan. The two guards exchange steals. And the T-Birds are getting another chance here with 5.5 seconds to go. Carter Rivas will return, as will Tanner Geckerman. They're going to replace Lefevre and Moon. Rivas went out earlier with three fouls, but you figure on the offensive end with 5 seconds left, good risk. Pass comes to Rivas, dribbling up court. He's going to fire from distance into traffic. No good. So your halftime score, Baraboo 17, Edgewood 15. That's a bit of a tractor pull of a score.
It certainly
this is. Some Bennett ball kind of stuff here.
Well, I'll tell you, furious pace at times, but not a lot of scoring. It's not the pace of Bennett ball.
That's true. The ball was moving up and on the court, just a lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls. But like I said, it was an entertaining effort. We're pleased to be with you tonight, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on NFHS, following online at max.fm, or perhaps using the Civic Media mobile app. Our halftime score is Baraboo 17, Edgewood 15. Take a look at some of the other high school sports action. We mentioned the girls basketball team. They're at Poinette tonight, and they'll be taking on Fort Atkinson on Friday in the Badger Challenge. Girls hockey team is at Sun Prairie West on Thursday and will host Northland Pines on Saturday. Boys hockey hosts Reedsburg tonight and will host Viroqua on Thursday. We'll cover the rest of the schedule after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now,
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where the halftime score is the Thunderbirds 17, Edgewood 15. Let me turn it over to John Gunnell for our first half statistics.
Well, first for the Crusaders from Edgewood. They are led by A.J. Ganewick so far with 6 points. Timmy West has 5, and Henry Clark 2, and Gannon Bagstad 2. So not a lot of players in the scoring column, scoring just 15 right. points there. Timmy West and Henry Clark both have 2 fouls. Otherwise, no one is really in any kind of foul trouble for the Crusaders. For the Thunderbirds, they're led so far tonight by Dan Olson with 7. Brady Bauer, 4. Carter Rivas, 2. Alex Hannigan, 2. And Bear Lefebvre has 2 as well. For the Thunderbirds, no one to speak of in foul trouble except for Carter Rivas. He picked up 3 there and had to, you know, spend some time next to coach a lot in that first game. But, you know, I expect to see him back in the ball game here. And this frenetic pace, I don't really think necessarily benefits either team, but I think the Thunderbirds would be probably advised to kind of slow things down and try to control the pace of the second half.
Well, isn't that funny? You'd hear frenetic pace and look at the score and say, what are you talking about?
It's exactly.
Only 17-15, but it John Gunnell is absolutely right. It was a frenetic pace. It just led to a lot of turnovers and a few fouls, although, like you mentioned, Edgewood has yet to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, you know, Thunderbirds 7 of 8, 87.5%. Got the math done on that one. Crusaders 0 for 0. That's easy math. I can do that.
Well, the teams are back out warming up, getting ready for the second half. We're just a couple minutes away from the start of the second half. I'll pick up where we left off with the rest of the Thunderbird athletic schedule. The wrestling team has a triangular coming up at Central. The gymnastics team is going to host Reedsburg on Thursday, and they have an invitational at Holman on Saturday. Swim team is hosting Edgewood tonight. We actually have, from the hockey program, we've got a score update thanks to John Taylor. Reedsburg / Wisconsin Dells 1, Portage / Baraboo 0 at the first intermission.
Oh, that's a close one, so that's good for the Thunderbirds.
How about that? It's hard for me to get my head around these rivals being teammates in
hockey. Oh, I tell you, that Reedsburg-Baraboo rivalry in hockey has been a long-standing one. Of course, you know, new coaching staff in for Reedsburg after a long time. Neil Mattson was the coach over at Reedsburg. Tremendous coach, just a great hockey guy. I believe he's coaching again, you know, up north and seeing some success there. I think he's coaching for Hayward.
Oh, how about that? And the girls are in action tonight at Poinette. Haven't heard any update on that one yet, but if anybody's got one, we'd love to hear it. They're also going to take on Fort Atkinson on Friday at Oregon in the Badger Challenge. Girls hockey team is at Sun Prairie West on Thursday and will host Northland Pines on Saturday. And like we mentioned, boys hockey, they're hosting Reedsburg / Dells tonight. They're going to host Viroqua on Thursday.
And I know the girls hockey team has seen some success this year. They have a gigantic team. They got like 30
really?
Kids on that
is
team.
Is that right?
I saw their poster, and I'm like, wow, I remember the days when they had like 12 girls out for hockey. So it's awesome to see that.
Extra large poster just to fit everybody on there. Looks like Coach Schmelzer's coming over to talk a little bit with the officials. Get things squared away as we prepare to start the second half. We're just about a minute and a half away from the second half inbound.
Well, if the second half is anything like the first half, it's going to be a track meet, and the score is going to be like 30-28.
Exactly right. Well, early in the going, T-Birds had a couple of early two-point leads, and the Crusaders ended up taking the momentum. They held the lead of 4 points in the early going, but before long, the T-Birds were able to get to the line, and as John Gunnell mentioned, they had good success at the free throw line and were able to build a lead of up to 6 points. Edgewood tightened it up down the stretch, bringing us to a two-point game at the half.
So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, teams make any adjustments here at the half, because it was kind of a sloppy first half for both teams. Lots of turnovers, like you said. And, you know, I don't think that the pace benefited either team, to be honest with you. But I think for the Thunderbirds, even more so, they need to kind of just control the pace in the second half here. Slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see if they do that here. The Thunderbirds are going to have the first possession of the second half. They're going to inbound from the sideline, looking to build on a two-point halftime lead here in the final 18 minutes. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thrilled to be joined, as always, by the beloved John Gunnell here on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network and the Civic Media mobile app. Inbound goes to Hannigan. He'll dribble across the timeline. We are underway here in the second half. Carter Rivas in the game with his three fouls. Hannigan finds Olson, dribbles into the lane, scores with the left hand in traffic.
And like to see that on the first possession for the Thunderbirds.
T-Bird's leading scorer adds a pair. He's got 9. West and the Crusaders looking to answer. Interior feed to Clark. Clark tosses one up, looking like he lost his footing. Misses, but there's a rebound, put back, and a foul.
Boy, and that's a big rebound there.
Connor Wood.
There were 3 Thunderbirds standing around him.
Yeah, Clark's shot was a little bit awkward because it seemed like he slipped. Wood was able to sneak in there, slip into traffic, grab the rebound, score on the putback, and draw the foul.
So they're going to get to the line here early in the
second
half.
How about that? Get their first foul within 30 seconds. Their first foul shot, I should say. And Wood misses.
That foul going against Brady Bauer, his second.
19-14, Baraboo. And there's a steal. Will Hannon seeing some early action in the second half. Now he feeds Clark on the left block. There's a kick out to Wood. He's going to fire. Long three. In and out, no good. Neither team has hit a three-point goal. 17 minutes to go.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of waiting on that Thunderbolt call.
Me too. You and me both. Carter Rivas passes up a three. Dribbles baseline, floats. Ooh, it rattles out. No good.
Shot was on the mark. Just
West on the dribble drive. Loses his footing. Finds Clark.
Came off hard off the rim.
Trapped in the lane. Gets it out to Hannon, and the Crusaders will reset. Wood looking to penetrate. T-Birds switch defensively. They remain man-to-man. Wood's able to snake through into the lane, and a left-hander off the glass ties the score. West for two. There's a loose ball. It's going to stay with. You want to take it back? It's going to be a foul on the Crusaders. John Moon checks in, returning for the T-Birds. He's going to replace Geckerman. We've got a score update from Christy Feld. T-Bird girls are down 27-21 with 3 minutes left in the first half at Poinette. Coach Schmotzer having words with the officials. Wants to know what's going on. I don't know if we got a scoring issue. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the argument is about.
Well, they ended up smiling, so I guess we're all cool. Thunderbird ball. They're going to inbound from the sideline. We're all tied at 19.
So I don't think he was contesting whether or not that the possession.
Carter Rivas drives, picks up his dribble, shoots, and draws a foul. He got.
And I think that might be against Ganewick.
I think you're right. They got Ganewick with that one. So Carter Rivas is going to head to the line. He was quiet in the first half, saddled with foul trouble. He's going to get a chance to get on the board here. He's got two in the game. He came in leading the Thunderbirds at 12 points a game. First free throw is in the air. Bounces around the rim. No good. You know, partner, I should have been suspicious about the Wisp Sports updates on the Crusaders when they had no leading scorers, rebounders, anything. But as for the T-Birds, they come in. Rivas leads the team with 12 points a game. Second free throw was good. Rivas has three. He's followed by Olsen, just under 12 a game, and Hannigan at 10 points a game. We are all tied at 19. Or I should say Baraboo leads 20-19 with the free throw. Edgewood basketball. West gives to Clark. Clark drives. Shoots over Olsen, misses, gets his own rebound. Hannigan is able to grab the rebound. He wants to run. Three on two. Kick out to Moon. Three ball. Left wing. Front iron, no good. West with the rebound. Now he wants to run. Both teams continue to be ice cold from the three-point stripe. Ganewick has his pocket picked. Hannigan with the steal. Finds Rivas. It's off his leg. It's going to go Edgewood's way. Jock is going to check in, replacing Clark. And as you mentioned earlier, partner, the frenetic pace doesn't really seem to be doing either team any favors.
No, but I mean, maybe that's the way they plan on playing it.
Gannon Bagstad returns, replacing Connor Wood. Baraboo 20, Edgewood 19. Early in the
second
half.
It's hard to pull back the reins sometimes, you know.
There's a lot of excitement on the floor. T-Birds are extending their zone defense to half court, the half court line. But the Crusaders take advantage. Wide open layup for Gannon Bagstad as the Crusaders solve the T-Bird pressure. And here's a steal. West with the steal and a sweet no-look pass. A.J. Ganewick pays it off with a layup, and it's a three-point Crusader lead.